It didn't take long for President Trump to react to Senator Elizabeth Warren's decision to form an exploratory committee for her now very likely 2020 White House bid. Here's what the president told Fox News last night.
Well, I'm happy about it. I think she'll be wonderful. I hope she maybe gets the nomination. That would be a wonderful thing for me.
The exploratory committee will allow Senator Warren to raise funds and conduct political research. WBUR's Kerry Young has more.
Warren announced the move to her supporters with a short video.
America's middle class is under attack.
Her message focused heavily on the economy and leveling the playing field for all working Americans.
We can rebuild America's middle class, but this time we gotta build it for everyone, no matter where you live in America.
The announcement didn't surprise Warren's colleagues in Congress or her political opponents. The Republican National Committee released a statement saying she was out of touch with voters and that her politics were too extreme. Warren's Republican challenger in her recent Senate race, Jeff Diehl, argued presidential aspirations would be a distraction. His campaign spokeswoman, Holly Robichaud, says this move would make it hard for Warren to serve Massachusetts voters.
She will continue to shortchange the state of Massachusetts. Her focus has been on herself and her career and not helping the people of Massachusetts.
Look, she can walk and chew gum at the same time.
Massachusetts Congressman Jim McGovern says he's confident Warren can juggle responsibilities.
And I don't believe that her focus on Massachusetts will be any less. And she has a great staff, and I expect her to be a great candidate.
Still, the Democratic primaries in the 2020 presidential race are expected to be crowded. Jeff Berry, a political science professor at Tufts University, estimates there could be around 20 people vying for the nomination in the early days. He says Warren's announcement timing was probably helpful.
She's first out of the gate, so she's going to get a lot of publicity over this.
Berry says while every election cycle is different, this primary season is expected to be particularly emotional. He says he's never seen an incumbent inspire as much anger in the opposing party as Donald Trump has.
So Democrats can't wait to get, you know, in the ring and to fight. So in that sense, starting early seems to fit the current malaise.
Warren is 2 days away from being sworn in to her second term in the U.S. Senate. She won that election with about 60% of the vote. But while a majority of Massachusetts voters said they support her serving in Congress, they're less enthusiastic about Warren running for president. 63% of likely voters surveyed for a WBUR poll 2 months ago said they would not support a presidential campaign. Still, Warren says she's optimistic. She says just hours after announcing her exploratory committee, her campaign received donations from all 50 states.
The way we're going to win in 2020 is by building a grassroots movement all across this country. And that means we have to build this movement with small-dollar donors, with volunteers, with real people.
Warren says the results of this exploratory committee will determine whether she'll run for president, a decision that's expected soon. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kerry Young.